Morning, Boker Tov, Baruch Hashem, new Masechta. Today's daf is Kedushin, daf Beis. We're learning today, Chos Vur Shlema, Elio Yisrael, Machai Shlamas, undergoing a procedure this morning. In Mirz Hashem, everything should go smooth, and Yishav, Vur Shlema. So the Masechta start, of course, Masechta's name is Kedushin. We focused the past 3 months on Gittin. Now we move on to the idea of Kedushin. One of the reasons why it puts Gittin before Kedushin is the pasuk we quoted yesterday at the end of the Masechta. We referenced the pasuk of Vayatza Vahaisa, that she gets divorced from husband A and goes to husband B. The Mara discusses about the husband number two taking her in, even though husband number one divorced her because of Matzah Ba'erva's Dover, and it's a bad thing, and if he's Zaycha, he'll be able to realize his ways were wrong and he'll divorce her. If he's not Zaycha, he will die, because the Mara says Vahaya, she'll be out of the second marriage, she cannot go back to the first marriage. But the point is, the Mara, the pasuk over there discusses Vayatza Vahaisa. Some say because Vayatza Vahaisa, Vayatza is Gittin and Vahaisa is Kedushin, you'd see it from husband number one. Vahaisa is marriage husband number two, so it puts Gittin before Kedushin. Others say Gittin is before Kedushin because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maktim Rufu Lamaka, so to speak. It doesn't mean Maktim Rufu Lamaka, but it means the exit strategy exists before getting into marriage in the first place. Okay, now before we start the Masechta, before we start the Mishnah, it's a very basic question. Is Kedushin a mitzvah? Is Kedushin a mitzvah? Pashta is when a person has a situation where we have the end of Masechta that he needs to divorce his wife, for whether it's according to Mamad Namar, Matzaba, you know, someone else that was more attractive, that's a Rekiva. According to Mishamai, it has to be Mamish Matzaba Erva stuff. According to Mishamai, it could be Erva or Dover. But there is a concept that in a situation, let's talk about a case where you found Erva's Dover, there's a mitzvah to divorce his wife. In that case, it's a kind of mitzvah. It's one of the countless Targum mitzvahs, at least according to some of the Shreinim, divorcing one's wife. What about Kedushin? Is Kedushin counted as a mitzvah? Is it part of Tariyak? So Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Isha, let's just be clear on one point. Piru Revu is certainly a mitzvah. Piru Revu is a mitzvah. And in order to Piru Revu, the presumption would be, to do it properly, you have to have a marriage first. So definitely it would be a Hechsher mitzvah. But is it a mitzvah itself? That is the Shaila, again, that randomly in the Masechta over here, Ron discusses that, Kedushin being more of a Hechsher mitzvah, Piru Revu. But the Rishonim discussed whether Kedushin itself is a mitzvah. So Rambam, in the beautiful Hilchos Isha, he lists the four mitzvahs, Minat Torah, two assays, two lace assays, regarding marriage. And when the Rambam lists it, he writes, number one is Lisa Isha, B'ksuv V'kedushin. Now, it's interesting, a few points in that Rambam. The point that we need, number one, is that he's calling the idea of Kedushin a mitzvah assay, Daraisa. And in Halacha Beis, Rambam writes very clearly, V'lekuchin Elu, mitzvahs assay, shel terehim. These lekuchim, when he starts to describe what the Kedushin are, the different manners of Kedushin, which we have in our Mishnah, the Rambam is Maktim, and again, Paragal Halacha Beis, Lekuchen Elu, Mitzvahs Asay Shel Torah. What's interesting about the Rambam's Lashon when he counts the Asay, Lisa Isha B'Ksuv Kedushin, number one, he focused on Lisa. Lisa is the Nesuin element, not the Kedushin element. Number two, Ksuva, Rambam throws in Ksuva. Not so much that Ksuva is Daraisa, right? Even if we're saying that Kedushin is Daraisa, it's not so much Ksuva. It's interesting, Rambam's wording is Lisa Nesuin, Lisa Isha, B'Ksuva V'Kedushin, B'Ksuva Kedushin. Okay, two interesting points, but bottom line is, very clear from Rambam counting as one of the four mitzvahs, one of the two mitzvahs that says, one of the four total mitzvahs in Hilchos Ishas. And saying explicitly in Halacha Beis, Lekuchen Elu, mitzvahs asay shoterim, is very clear. Further, Rambam in the third parak, Rambam writes that when one does do act of Kedushin, he has to make a bracha, as one would do in the performance of all mitzvahs. Just like any mitzvah, when one does a mitzvah, shaking Luvin Esreg, blowing Shafer, when one does a mitzvah, you make a brichas of mitzvahs when you do the mitzvah. So too, by Kedushin, we have a brichas nesuin. Under the chuppah, we have a mitzvah, a bracha, on the Kedushin, because it's a regular classic Brichas Mitzvahs, again, all leading to the idea that Kedushin is a mitzvah da'iraisa. Okay, Rambam also, by the way, counts in the Minyan Mitzvahs, ki yikach hashisha, as a mitzvah. When a man takes a wife, the Kedushin is a mitzvah. Okay, that's all that side of the coin. However, the Rush, in the beginning, Ksuvas, remember Ksuvas, Nafzayin goes through, it goes through the different birchas you make by Nesuah when one gets married, all the different Shavu brachas. So the Rush, in the beginning of Ksuvas, he writes that Puruvu Avad is Mr. Isa. But one can fulfill Puruvu with Pelegesh. I mean, not just being promiscuous and having relations, you know, out of the context of any devoted relationship. With the Pelegesh, which is a devoted relationship, but not a regular Kedushin, one can make Puruvu. So Kedushin itself may be a Heksha Mitzvah, it may be a way to perform the Mitzvah, but you don't even need to do it. You can just have Pelegesh, and be Mekayim Puruvu, and therefore Rush learns that Kedushin is not a mitzvah. And the Rush says, on the contrary, why is the bracha we make by Kedushin under the chuppah a very long and unique bracha? Right? There's a much longer pasuk than the Shmaya Kol Shefer, or, right, Al Tias Lulav, right? Al Shchita. Why by this mitzvah, Al Tzitzis? Why over here is this this long, unique bracha? Teretz is, says Rush, because it is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. Because there is no mitzvah of Kedushin on the right level. It's the mitzvah is Puravu. It's not a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. And that's why it's a uniquely long bracha. Now, so you have the Rambam saying that there's a mitzvah of the Midrash of Kedushin. And we have the Rush on the other side of the coin saying there's no mitzvah Midrash of Kedushin. The Ritva in Ksuvas over there at Dav Zayin, the Ritva says, and it seems to be the Ramban and others, take Rabbi Yehuda, seem to take this approach as well, that there's, or at least they certainly explain this medium approach, that there is a mitzvah deraisa like Rambam says. There's a mitzvah deraisa of Kedushin, as Rambam says. However, the bracha, which is Takanah classic, is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. The bracha is Takanah regular Birchas HaMitzvahs. So, I mean, he's answering the Rosh's diet that it's Takanah unique, long bracha, because the bracha is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. There's a mitzvah deraisa like Rambam says, but the bracha is not a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Why Takanah? Why not? First of all, it brings the halacha is the bracha does not have to be avilas yasam. The bracha could be done after the mitzvah, not before. Normally, you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. Avilas yasam, make the bracha, then you do the mitzvah. Over here, it could be done after the execution. You can make the bracha. You make the bracha after the execution is already done. Number one, so it's not a regular birchas mitzvahs. Why not? Why tak is not a regular birchas mitzvahs? So Ritva brings two malachim, one for Ramban, one for Ben Yehuda. For the Ramban, he brings because it's a very long mitzvah. The mitzvah is really only. It's only fully fulfilled. This goes back to the Lashon we quoted from Rambam himself. It's a mitzvah lisa isha b'ksuv kedushin. Only through nesuin is the mitzvah really fulfilled. It's not just kedushin. It's kedushin and nesuin. It's one long mitzvah. Kedushin and nesuin are two different acts. Perhaps we should have started with that. The kedushin is the first part of the marriage. It's a biblical kinyan. It's not what we call engaged. It's much more than that. She's an ishus ish. I did kedushin, but they don't really. And not really mutter to live together, husband and wife, until you do the act of going under the chuppah of nesuin, of taking nesuin. It's two parts of the one long kinyan of marriage, kedushin and nesuin. Says Ritva, because it's a long kinyan of kedushin and nesuin, there's no regular bracha. Vada is still a mitzvah say to do this kedushin / nesuin, but it doesn't have a regular bracha because it's a very long mitzvah. That is one explanation that Ritva brings. That's from the Ramban. He or brings from Rabbi Yehuda, a famous yisrael. We've had this legabe why there's no bracha among gitztaka. Why is there no bracha among gitztaka? So some say because the delay, the onion needs to eat food, and you need to delay by making a bracha. But others say basic shot is because it's a mitzvah that's totally in a cherim. You can't be making the mitzvah all by yourself. You need to give the stock to someone else. What if then he says, you know what, I have enough, I don't need it. You make a bracha to give staka, and you can't finish, you can't complete the mitzvah, you're dependent on someone else to complete the mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that you're dependent on someone else to complete. So to Kedushin, he's going to make a bracha for Kedushin, and he's dependent on someone else to complete the Kedushin, obviously on the wife. You can't be Mekadesh Shisha against her will. You depend on her agreement to this marriage to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore you don't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. So that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Ritva Shem Rabbi Yehuda, two different reasons why the Ritva is bringing why the bracha on Kedusha is not the regular bracha, but going with Rambam's Malach, that there is a regular mitzvah deraisa for Kedusha. Again, why is the bracha not regular? Either because there's really three reasons total. I like the Rosh says, it's talking about mitzvah deraisa. But if you go to this mitzvah deraisa, why is the bracha not regular? Either because it's a long mitzvah of Kedushin / Nesuin, or because it's totally in Biyad Acherim. Okay, let's see the Mishnah. Ha'isha nikas v'shalash drachim. A woman can be acquired in three ways. V'kenes asma v'shalash drachim. And she gets herself back. She can be acquired in marriage in three ways. And she can get herself back in two ways. If you look at the first Rosh in the Masechta, obvious Rashi, Hisha Niknas, a woman's Nikna, Labala. Now we're talking about Kedushin to her husband. What is the stress that Hisha Niknas Labala? So the first thing I want to suggest that Rashi is really stressing a big say that the kinyan over here is not comparable to the same thing when you kind of yourself you buy a car or a house, making a kinyan mamanis, an evid even. You're not being kind of her mamish, a monetary kinyan. It's not even that kind of a shifcha. You're not being kind of monetary kinyan. It's more of a kinyan iser. They being kind of that she is now Meshubit the husband, and therefore she's also on everyone else. We're going to have more about that on Amud Beis, but it's not a regular Kenyan, and therefore Rashi stresses the Lashon of Labal. It's more of a status change. She was a free agent till now to marry whoever she wants, and now she's restricted to this husband, and she can't marry someone else, so he's kind of that situation that she's restricted to him and now can't be with anyone else, but he doesn't mamish own her. And therefore, Rashi says it's a, maybe that's what Rashi means, and it's one word, labala. It's not a regular kinyan, it's a unique kinyan, labala. Okay, but she's nikness in three ways, and she gets herself back out of the marriage in two ways, says the Mishnah. Nikness bekesef shtar bia. She's nikness via kesef, monetary kinyan, shtar. A shtar, just like we had in the last Masechta, gittin, is the idea of shtar. You write a get, Roman writes a get to his wife. So shtar, also when he writes a shtar of Kedusha to his wife, the Mishnah doesn't explain all three of these. Or with bia, or he's kainer with bia. Says the Mishnah, the kesef. How is he kainer with kesef? Beishama emir bedinim v'shavadiner. Beisil says, emir beprutu v'shavadpruta. There's a machlokes v'sham beisil. How much is the kesef required for Kedusha? Beishama says it has to be a dinner or a dinner equivalent. It doesn't have to be a dinner coin. The equivalent value to a dinner also works. And Basil says, no, it could be as little as a pruta or a equivalent value of a pruta, either pruta coin itself or equivalent value is sufficient to become a pruta. How much is a pruta? It's 1/8 of the Italian coin. Apparently that was a very popular coin, the Italian Isser. And at times the Mishnah is 1/8. We'll see later. Elsewhere, other times it seems to be 1/6. Okay, but 1/8 of the Isser Italki. Zakti Rashi. Let's see, jump into Rashi. The Kesef Uvishtar. Rashi says that Anisha's nickness, but Kesef Mishtar. Says Rashi, last, or the fourth line at the top of the page with the last wide line. Mufarish B'Gemara. Nicely, how does it work? This we're going to have this about Dafayim a bit, Mr. Shem. How does it work, Kesef Shtar and Bia? So says the Gemara, Nicely Kesef, a Shavu Kesef. The husband gives the wife Kesef or Shavu Kesef. Va'imerla. And he says to the wife, Haremu Kadeshesli, Yushmu Kadeshesli, we say, Tilte Haremu Kadeshesli, Bitabazu, Kadash Meshav Yisrael. Haremu Kadeshesli, Bitabazu. That's Kesef Kedushin with an Amira, Haremu Kadeshesli. Shtar. By shtar, he writes to her on a piece of paper, even though the paper itself is not worth a shav bruta. You're not doing kesef kedushin here. You're doing shtar, a kedushin al yedei shtar. So shtar is worth less than a bruta. It still works because he writes to her on the shtar, Haram Mekadesh Li. You are Mekadesh to me. And he gives her the shtar. Now it's interesting. Rashi over here does not stress. And he says Haram Mekadesh Li as he gives her the shtar that says Haram Mekadesh Li. Rashi doesn't say that. It sounds like from Rashi that when it comes to Kesef Kedushin, there needs to be an Amira, Haram Mekadeshesli B'Kesef Zu, otherwise you don't know what this Kesef is for. When it comes to Shtar, because in the Shtar you write Haram Mekadeshesli, merely giving over the Shtar is enough without saying anything, maybe talking about in the Asukim by Sinyan, but he need not make the declaration of Haram Mekadeshesli in giving over, at the time he gives over the shtar. This is actually a discussion in the Rishonim. That's clearly the Madaik and Rashi. He need not make that declaration. Same diak they bring in Rambam. Maybe brings to Machlekes. It's a Machlekes whether by shtar, you also have to, the Baal has to speak out Haream Mekudesh Zibishtarzu or not. Clearly Rambam and Rashi take the side approach that, or the simple reading of our Rashi, that he need not make that declaration, but other Rishonim argue. Okay. Says the Rashi. Sorry?
Maybe Rashi
isn't both. And said the end of the Rashi, Bia, Bola, he has Bia with her, Va'imer, and he says again, back to Amir. So that's what you're not going to say. You could have said the Rashi was relying on the Haray HaMekudesh Lee that he said by Kesef, but notice that by Shari doesn't say it, and then by Bia he comes back and circles back and says, Va'imer, Haskachi Libi Bia Zu, V'kuliaf B'Gemara, V'kuliaf Mekrab Taima, the Beishami Mefarash B'Gemara. All this we'll learn out from Pesukim. The Gemara is going to explain the Tatam Beishami and all this from Pesukim. But again, by Bia Rashi circles back to the idea of the Baal declaring Harea Mekudeshesli with or Skachili B'Biazu with this Bia. The first we discussed why is Bia listed third, but the order Kesef Shtar and Bia. One of the simple Peshatim is that Bia was a less common. Less common for Kedushin to be Aliyei Bia. Normally, the first engagement to actually, you know, get the marriage going would be Aliyei Kesef or Shtar. But more importantly, Rav was Menaged. Ultimately, in the Gemara, Rav was Menaged. Rav is the earliest. Rav was Menaged, one that's Mekadesh Bia. So he used to give Malkus once Mekadesh Bia. It was considered to be a little bit of a pretzos. And therefore, it's listed third. Again, the Torah certainly gives it as an option for Kedushin. So we're not dismissing it, but it's listed third because it wasn't considered the optimal choice. Okay, says the Mishnah further. The kainis atzma, she's kind herself back. Freedom beget either via get, that was the whole last mesechta, or through the death of the husband, she's no longer married to the husband once he dies. Hayivama nikkes bebia, hayivama is nikkes to her husband. Yibam, of course, is if Reuven is married to Rachel and he dies without children, Rachel now falls to Yibam, to Reuven's brother, to Shimon. Shimon could either be miyabamer,
I guess it misses the chalitza to yibam. We don't do it anymore. The chalitza to yibam. If not yibam, you do chalitza. So how is the yivama nikkas to her brother-in-law? In this case, in our example, how is Rachel nikkas to Shimon? Bia, only through bia. That's the way of a kinyan. We've had other discussions of Maimer and other things, and a discussion of Maimer has any sort of value on a derived level is only rabbinic, but the proper way for a kinyan on a derived level clearly is with a full-fledged kinyan, is with Bia. Even if the Maimer is something, it's not necessarily a full-fledged kinyan. It has to be, only way to do a full-fledged kinyan is with Bia by Yavama. Because Atzman, she's cutting herself out of the marriage to this Yavam, to Shimon, she's cutting herself out of the Zika to Shimon, Bechalitza, either with Chalitza prior to Yibam, or with Mises Yavim, or Mises Yavim, which works, again, prior to Yibam, or even after Yibam. If they already did Yibam, then of course, Mises works. But the Mishnah is referring to prior to the Yibam, because once you're ready to Yibam, you also have the option, of course, of Get. A Get. The Yavim can get rid of his wife, can separate from his wife with a Get. So the Mishnah is referring to when she's in the state of Zika to Yibam, she consummates the marriage of Yibam with Bia, or she gets out freed from the state of Zikat Yibam, either via Chalitza or via Mis Yavam. Those are the ways to undo the Zikat to Yibam. Says the Gemara. Haisha Niknas. Our Mishnah starts off, our Perek, our Masechta starts off, Haisha Niknas. The second Perek in this Masechta, which by the way, is going to be, this is one of the longest Perek of Shas. I don't know in blot-wise if it's the longest, but if not, it's definitely up there. It's 39 blot, this first Perek. A lot of different topics. We're going to talk about Kinyan Isha, we'll talk about Kinyan Avadim, then they get to a whole bunch of Agatha Gemaras, Mrs. Avala Ben, the last 10-12 blot of the Perek. But in the beginning of the second Perek, the parak starts off, Ish Bekadesh. That a man is Bekadesh in Isha, the Lashon is Ish Bekadesh. Over here it says Isha Niknas. Ask the Gemara. Isha Niknas, Maisha Hachadiktani Isha Niknas. Why here does the focus on the woman being Nikna, being acquired? Maisha Hachadiktani Ish Bekadesh. Over there focus on the man being Mekadesh. Meaning, the Gemara's real question over here is, let Armisha say, Haisha Miskadeshes. Let it say over here by us, Aisha, Miskadeshes, I'm getting that from Rashi. Look at the first Rashi, the Gemara. Perek Sheni, Tana, Ish Bekadesh, Boy Veshluchai. In the second Perek, and Daf Mem Aleph, it says, a man has Bekadesh, right in the beginning of the Perek, by himself, by a Shliach. Nisni Hacha, Aisha Miskadeshes. So in our Mishnah, it's wanting to say, Aisha Miskadeshes, says the Gemara. Mishnah, the Gabayin, Misni Kesef, because the Mishnah, it wants to say a Lashon of, one of the Mahalchim of Kedushin is via Kesef. The Kesef Menalon. And what is the source of Kesef by Kedushin? Gamar Kicha Kicha Mistefren. We learn out Kicha Kicha from Ste'efren that it says, Ksiv Hacha Kicha Chashisha. So over here, we quoted this in our Agdama. Ramam learns this is a source of the Mitzvah Daraisa of Kedushin. Kicha Chashisha. Right? It says the Pasuk Lashon of Kicha by marriage. Kicha Chashisha. Ksiv Hasam. And it says over there by Avram Vinami, Kernan the Sada, Marsa Machpelah to bury Sarah. It says over there, I gave the kesef asada kach meni. Arvino over there used lashon of kicha by being carried to the field, and that's a source that we see when talking about giving over money. A lashon of kicha, so kicha chashish is with money. So since the source of kedushin of kesef kedushin is from kinyanim of sada, so therefore we says the mark completes the svara. The kicha kinyan kicha. When you buy a field, is referred to as a kinyan. It says the field that Avraham Avinu was kaina from our pesukim over here. So therefore, the Mishnah starts off ha'isha niknis in respect to the lashon of kinyan for the lashon of for the kesef kedushin, which is one of the forms of kedushin alayde kesef, and that's lashon of kinyan. That's answer number one. Inami or another source, just to show that. Is lashon of kinyan by kesef inami top of a base sadas by kesef yiknu says because yiknu again seems to be referring to kesef with the kinyan therefore says the gemara tani isha niknas therefore the mishnah says lashon of isha niknas so answer the gemara explains why does it say niknas isha niknas and not isha miskadeshes because we're going to focus on kesef kedushin and kesef kedushin relates very much to kinyanim the lashon of kinyan and if we say isha niknas as opposed to isha miskadeshes now there's a famous question asked. We spoke about this in Chumash here. There's a question asked that of all the places in the Torah to learn out the din of Kesef Kedushin is the most appropriate place, this most appropriate place to learn Kesef Kedushin from the burial plot, from the purchase of the cemetery, the purchase of Marsa Machpelah. You learn out, you know, obviously cue the jokes, right? But to learn out the source of Kesef Kedushin from buying a cemetery, was there no better place of Kinyanim, of Kicha, of Bekesef in the Torah, in the whole of Tanakh, that we have to go to the bar of a burial plot? That is a question the Mefarshim have raised. Some answer, very interestingly,
that, on the contrary, we're not looking to compare Kedushin to buying Marsa Rachel, which was the first piece of Eretz Yisrael that was purchased, to buying a burial plot. It's we're comparing buying Eretz Yisrael, buying an apartment, buying land, being kind of conquered Eretz Yisrael is like a marriage. You want to do the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you want to do the proper respect for Eretz Yisrael. The comparison really is the other way. The message is the other way. Everyone can understand, without a doubt, the importance and the basic necessity of a marriage within the Jewish lifestyle, within his lifestyle, the importance of marriage. Well, guess what? Buying land in Eretz Yisrael, buying karka in Eretz Yisrael is like a marriage with Eretz Yisrael. It's like a marriage with the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's what someone learned. That's the message. Go the other direction. But I heard a beautiful pshat. We spoke this out. Pashas Vayasara. Chumashir. That I heard a beautiful pshat from Chaim Tzvi Senterschlit. Eretz Yisrael. Rashi in Eretz Yisrael. A beautiful idea. That in a nutshell, just to bring out the vart, Bekitzer, he said that Avram Avinu was able to bury Sarah wherever. Wherever he would bury Sarah, that would have been the place. He went and dealt with Ephron. Everyone knows all the dealings. First Ephron's going to be for free. Then he charged Avil Seicher, top dollar. And on top of that, some say this is the 10th Nisayan of Avram Avinu. We went through Asar Nisayanus. The 10th Nisayan was not so much Akedah Yitzchak, which is partially the 10th Nisayan, but Sarah Imenu dying via the news of Akedah Yitzchak, but further adding insult to injury, Avram Avinu having to go purchase land in a land that Hashem promised him. Hashem promised this land will be yours. And he had to go and purchase it and deal with all the shenanigans of Ephron. What was Avram Avinu doing? And he found that this is the best land, and he went through all this pain to buy the land. This is the ultimate Ches HaShlemis. He could have buried Sarah anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, not Ephron's land. Some other land that he would have for free. He could have buried in land when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him land in Eretz Yisrael. He felt that now is the time and here is the place to bury Sarah. This is the ultimate place. And he went through all that pain because he wanted to do the ultimate. Of course, we know Ches with the mace is the ultimate Ches HaShlemis. That's the message. The message in Ches of Kedushin is if a person wants the Kedushin to be the most strongest and successful Kedushin, he has to approach it with a Malach of Ches HaShlemis. That's the connection. Avraham Avinu buying the Ephron, that's the connection to all of Ches of Kedushin. Adrava, the Torah specifically came to this place to learn out the mitzvah of Kedushin. Beautiful idea from Rav Senter Shlita. Okay. Says the more further. Top of base, second line. The Nisniyasa. Okay, so we explain why over here, as Kesef Kedushin, we have to use the Lashon of Isha Niknis. So now go to the second pair. Why say over there, Hesh Bekadish, even if you want to talk from the vantage point of the man over there, V'nisni Hasam Ishkaina. Why don't we say over there, Ishkaina? Says Mara Meikar, Tanilisha Deraisa, Lubusef Tanilisha Drabbanan. Initially, in the first mission, we say a Lashon of Deraisa, which is Lashon of Kinyanim, Kinyan, like we just pointed out. And in the second mission, the second parak, Tani uses Lashon of Kedushin, which is the rabbinic Lashon, the Gavi marriage. We use Lashon of Kedushin. Umay, Lashon Rabbanon, what do you mean Lashon Rabbanon? Asla Kulam Hekdesh. Lashon Rabbanon is because the husband, via the marriage, assers the wife on the entire world like Hekdesh. Zuck Taisvis, second Taisvis from the top. Asla Kulam Hekdesh, let's read it inside. Hareat Mukadesh is Lee. Claiming the lashon that a husband has to the wife. We quote it from Rashi already. It's Gemara Daf Hey. We quote it from Rashi already on Beis Min Aleph that he says lashon of Hareat Mekudeshes Li. Claimer Lias. What does it mean you're Mekudesh to me? Claimer Lias Li Mekudeshes Leilam. You set aside for me. Mekudesh means like set aside. You set aside for to me forever means what does it mean to me? Again, back to the point we said from the first Rashi to Masechta to Labala that the husband's not mamish kind of her. What does it mean? Bishvili. Because of me. Because of the fact that you're married to me, you know, I'm a Kiddush to me and us to everyone else. But you're not mamish belonging to me, says Taisvus. Kim Mai, like we find in the Darim, Daf Memches, Harehim Mekudesh L'Shemayim. These items are Mekudesh L'Shemayim. What does that mean? Lias L'Shemayim. It means it's designated L'Shemayim. Upash the Milsa Mekudesh L'Li, Mechedes L'Li, Umezemen L'Li. It means that you're set aside, you're Meyuchet for me, you're prepared for me. Umiyam Hayayimer Talazum Mekudesh L'Li. If you talk and say this house Mekudesh L'Li, Ein Nere Shele wouldn't work. The guy Be'ishu Masdim Mesechedes Lias L'Li, He Neser Lakol. Rashi just points out this lashon of being mekudesh li taka only works if you have beishas. It wouldn't even work by hekdesh. So ironically enough, we're comparing the lashon of kedushin that a wife's mekudesh to husband from the lashon of hekdesh that we have all over. That's something we should set aside to Hashem and therefore as holiness, and it's usher to use it mundane. So to the wife is set aside to husband. But ironically enough, this lashon of mekudesh li is dafka lashon that you work by kedushin. It wouldn't work by hekdesh. Your lashon of mekudesh li wouldn't work by hekdesh. It's dafka by kedushin. Where again, like the idea is that. The fact that you set aside to me, that's goofy what asks her on everybody else. It's a unique lashon. So we're just bringing out the point, really, that the hekdesh over here, similar to the kinyan that we described in Amid Aleph, is not really a classic kinyan that he owns her, whether she's mamish, his
item of Hekdesh, but the fact that she's designated to him makes her usher on the Kul Alma. It's a kind of, we'll call it maybe a Kenyan Isser. I don't know if that's even the right word. It's a Kenyan that creates Isser. That's all it is, but not more than that. Okay. Says more further.
What if he were to say...
Says more right there. The Nisniach Ish Kaina. So why don't we say by us? Okay, so I understand why over there we said Lashon of Kedushin, Lashon Rabbanon, here Lashon of Kinyan, Lashon Raisa. Why over here we focus from the vantage point of the Isha, and over there, in the second verse, focus from the vantage point of the man? Why don't we say over here also, from the vantage point of the man? V'nisiyacha, ish kaina. Answer the Gemara, the Gemara is the Seifa, v'kainas atzma b'dida. Since the Seifa discusses how she's kaina herself back, either via get or via misabal, and that's focused on her, Tanami Reisha b'dida, therefore the Reisha also discusses from her vantage point. Says the Gemara, why? Why is that an answer? Finisnish kaina umakna. Why don't you say the man is kaina in three ways and he's makna her back? So Mara says, simple terrors. By get taki, he's makna her back, but by misa's bal, he's makna her back, he's dead. Says the Mara, Mishim dikka misa's bal, delav iu kaka maknala, inshin lush gemara. It's not him as being makna her back, rather, what is it? Minishamayu de maknala, it's minishamayim that she's getting herself back. Vibai's ema. Or we can answer, itana kaina, had the Mishnah taught a lushan of ish. Kaina, umakna, he's kaina isha, he's makna. Hav, I mean, I would think, afil bakarcha, that he can marry a woman, ibakarcha. We know by gittin, again, Rabbi Negesh says we can't do this anymore, but make her a din, a man could divorce his wife, bakarcha. So I would have thought maybe he can marry an isha, bakarcha as well. His kaina, lashon kaina is very strong lashon, ish is kaina and isha, and he's makna, sounds like he'd be kaina ibakarcha. Therefore, in order to dispel that notion, the Mishnah right away says, Tana Isha Niknas, says Lashon of Isha Niknas, to Medai to Inch, Tamedai to Lai, the daf with her dash, she's Niknas, she enrolls in a Kenyan, not against her will, only willingly, not Shlemidah. So again, two reasons why our parish starts off Isha Niknas and not Ish Kaina, either because we want to talk about her being kind herself back, and therefore we have to say Lashon of Isha Niknas, the Kainas Atzma, so we need to say Lashon focus from her vantage point, not from the husband's, or because we don't want it to sound like a Rosh Bakarchai, we want to make it clear that she's only Kaina into marriage, medaita. The Mark continues now with other questions on the Lashon. By the way, maybe I should point that before, Rav Shvir Gaon writes, and others write the same as well, this whole Amud of Gemara, which is focused on the Lashonis of our Mishnah versus the next Mishnah, and why I pick this off that Lashon, it's not we don't find anywhere in Shas, but it's not the Derech to have a whole Amud of Gemara describing the different Lashonis, the Nisrayas, Lashon Zach, Lashon Akeva, not from his vantage point, from her vantage point. This whole focus is more of a Gaonish focus. It's not a Meroic type of conversation. Taka was added in later. It wasn't part of the original Amoraic text of the Gemara. This little Amid, says Rashi Gayin, was written in by the Gainim. It was added again. It's still beautiful. We're not questioning the importance or the deeper meaning behind the discussion. We're just pointing out that it was a discussion that was added later, according to Rashi Gayin and others, not in the from the Amoraim themselves. Okay. Says more further. My area of the Tani Shalish. Why does the Mishnah say a Lashon of Shalish? Shalish is a Lashon of Nekeva, listening Shleisha. This is one of the confusing one. Right, typically a hey at the end, Kedotz Nekeva. By numbers, Shalish without a number is the female. Shleisha, let's say with a hey at the end, is male. So says the Gemara, my ear to Tani Shalish, why does it say Shalish Lushan Nekeva? Let it say listening Shleisha Lushan Zachar, which is the Gemara listening Derech, because the Mishnah wants to say Shleisha Drachim. The Derech Lashon Nekevi. Since the Mishnah wants to say Lashon of Derech and Derech Lashon Nekeva, therefore the word to the number Shalish is Lashon Nekeva as well. Had you know Derech Lashon Nekeva, Tichsiv Vaidat Lahem, Esa Derech Yelchu Ba. Ba is clearly a Lashon Nekeva. So that's what I was pointing out, the irony, that Hey at the end is Lashon of Nekeva. By a number, the Hey at the end actually makes a Zachar. But a Hey at the end typically makes it a Keva. So Ba is Lashon Nekeva. So the Lashon of Derech over there, teach her the Derech, they should walk in her, in it, in the Derech, but it means like in her. And therefore, Derech is Lashon Nekeva. So Shalish Derechim, we say, Shalish Derechim, Shalish Nekeva to correspond the Lashon Derechim, which is the Keva. And again, Derechim is the Keva because the word Ba. Ask the Marvel, Zanya. Beshiva Derechim, Baitin as Zav. We have a Mishnah that says, in seven ways you check the Zav. Nisni Sheva. Shiva is with a hay at the end. Shiva is the hay at the end, which is Lashon Zachar. And it says the word drachim there. B'sheva drachim b'etin yazav. If you tell me drachim is Lashon Akeva, why don't we say b'sheva drachim zachar b'etin yazav? By the way, what does it mean check the zav? A zav is a man who has a certain type of mission, different than Kerry. If he has it once, he's like a Bal Kerry, that he goes to Mikveh, he's tar by nightfall. If he has it twice, he's not tummy, he needs to keep seven clean days. If he has it three times, he's tummy, he has to keep seven clean days before going to Mikveh. And not only that, he needs to be a carbon at the end, if he says, Zav Bal Shal Shriyash, right? And being Elo the carbon, they both have to keep 7 clean days. Fine, but over there the Mishnah discusses that if we can attribute the Re'iyah to some sort of Einus, or some sort of, you know, outside force that caused the Re'iyah, it won't have a status of a Ziva. So you check the Zav in 7 ways. B'Shivadrach, the Mar's question is, once you use the word Derech, that's the Keva, use the word Sheva without the Hay and not Shiva with the Hay. Answer the Mar Mishnah, the Kabbalah Misni Derech. Because the Mishnah over there is saying Derech, V'ashkan derech, mamish the opposite direction. V'ashkan derech l'shli lashon zacher, because over there we have to use the word derech, and derech is found in lashon zacher. The chesil, like it says, b'derech echad yetsu elecha uveshivat derachim minusuf lefanecha. In one way, they'll come out to you, and in 7 ways, they'll run away from you. The point of this, of course, the psukim coming up in Devarim chavches. But the point is that derech is over there clearly a lashon of zacher. Of Shiva Drachim, Lashon Zachar, so too by the Zav, we say Shiva Drachim, Lashon Zachar. Ask the Gemara, you're going in circles. When I asked you why he said by Isha Niknas, a Lashon of Shalish, Nekeva, and not Shalisha Zachar, you told me because he's saying the word Derech, and Derech is Nekeva. Then when I asked you why by Zav, he said a Lashon of Shiva, a Lashon of Zachar, of Shiva, of Zachar, you answer because it says the word Drachim there as well, Drachim is Lashon Zachar. Which one is this? Drachim nekevo zachir. Have a stew in the psukim on the word derech. Yachi kashukra dadi. Have a stew in the psukim. V'kasha mesisa dadi. You have a stew in the psukim and a stew in the mishnayos. Whether derech is being used in the zachir form and the keva form. In the mishnah of Yekdusha, we're saying derech is in the keva form. Hence lashon shalosh. In the mishnah over there by zav, in the mishnah in zavim, we're saying that derech is the nekeva form and therefore is the zachir form. Sorry, and therefore you say shiva with the hay. Answer the gemara. Cry adadi lekasha. The psukim and astir on each other. Hacha to b'tayrakai over here, where it talks about the derech that you should go in the Torah, right? Derech hashiachuba in the Torah. We're talking over there. V'tayr, we're talking about the Torah. V'tayrak lashakeven. Torah clearly is lashakeven dechsev. Tayras Hashem to me mamashivas nafesh. The Torah is also a lashon of nekeva, and therefore kasal b'lashon nekeva. Therefore, derech is written b'lashon nekeva. So the point is, derech is a flexible word. When over there we're talking about the Torah, so the Torah is lashon nekeva. So derech is lashon nekeva over there. By Machama, Derech Echad, Yetzu Elecha, Veshiv Derecham Yas Minis Penecha, says Gemara, Hasam to Machamakai, the pasuk recorded, the Gabi Machama, which is Derech Shilish Lass is Machama, Vain Derech Shilish Lass Machama, is Derech of Man to go Machama, not Derech Vishkol Machama, Kasav of Lashon Zachar, over there, the Derech had Lashon Zachar. So essentially we're saying that Derech is a flexible word, Derech could be Zachar or Nekeva, Derech in the context of Torah is what Torah itself is referred to as Nekeva, therefore Derech is Lashon Nekeva there, Derech by Machama is referred to as Derech of Ish to go to war, and therefore it is a Lashon Zachar. Masnisa now. Okay, fine. So that's in the Chumash. The fact that Torah is using Derech in one place in Zachar, one place in Keva, doesn't bother us. It's a flexible word. And depending on the context, we can determine what it is. But now the Mishnah is a Steer. In Zavim, it used Derech, Lashon Zachar. And in Kiddush, it used Lashon Keva. Says the Gemara. Masnisa Adad and Lekashin. Simple. Hachal Gabi Isha Kayo. Here we're talking about Isha, how she become married. And remember, we focused on how Isha gets married, not on how the man marries Isha, because we want to make sure that you don't make a mistake. That's about Karchai. That's what we said. Or because we want to focus on how she turned herself back from marriage. But bottom line is, we established earlier, we're focused on the Isha. So once we focus on the Isha, we say simply, the word Derech is serving in the Keva form, and hence the Lashon of Shalish, Drachim. Hasam over there in Zavim, the Gabi Ishka, we're talking about the man checking for the stimulus for a Ziva. The Darkish Lish, the Badek, Fain Darkish Lish, the Badek. A woman also has a concept of Ziva. Different, totally different emission. A woman's Ziva is after the 7 days of Nida, the 7 day period of Nida, she has an 11 day period where if she sees down one day, she has to keep one clean day, Shemar Sevgat Yayim, or if she's down 2 days in a row, she still has to keep one clean day only. Shemar Sevgat Yayim, and then she goes to make for that night, she's Tarbah. If she sees down 3 days in a row, she's what's called a Zava Gadela. So the first 2 days are called Zava Tana, the third day is called Zava Gadela, and she has to keep 7 clean days. But the point is, that's all about seeing Dam. And it doesn't make a difference why she saw Dam. You don't go through these excuses that maybe she ate spicy foods, or maybe she jumped, or whatever bedikas we do for a Zav. We don't do those bedikas for a Zava. So the whole mission about checking a Zav is a mission about males, not about females. Says the Gemara, the Darkah Shalish the Badik, the Derech is for a man to check the cause of a Ziva. Vein Darkah Shalish the Badik, but don't check by Nisha the cause of a Ziva. Therefore, the Isha, Nami Bainis Batama, the woman, even if she sees Ba'inus, she's Tami, therefore we say a Lashon of Zachar. Ask Gemara, my time Tani Shalish, why is it Shalish Mishim Drachim? Ask more very simple question. So Yehoshua Kutar is, because it's saying Drachim, and Derech by Nekeva in our Mishnah is talking about Nekeva, because we're talking about Isha being Kaina, so therefore we say Shalish. Switch the word. Don't say Derech, use a whole different word. Say the word Dvarim, say Isha Nikas B'Shalish Dvarim, and therefore you better say shloisha. Nisni dvarim nisni shloisha. Say dvarim say shloisha. And the gemara mishnah by the mishnah bia ubia agree derech because the pasuk the mishnah is going to refer to bia and bia is called derech. Would you see that? The way of a man in the world, that is the way of Isha ben Efes. But again, it's referring to Bia over there and use Lashon of Derech. Ask the word great, Tatanech Bia. So Bia has Lashon of Derech connected to it, therefore, I didn't see why you use the word Drachim for Bia. But there's two other ways of Kedushin, namely Kesem Ashtar. Kesem Ashtar, the main man, when you say Kesem Ashtar, answers the Gemara, Mishnah Bia. Because Bia is connected with Derech, so Kesem Ashtar also, we use the word Drachim. Ask the Gemara of the Tani character, the Chada, are you going to use the Lashon that fits for one over the two, Kesef and Shtar is two versus B, which is only one, answers the Gemara, Hanach Nami Tzerech Bininu. The bottom line is that ultimately, the ultimate idea of marriage, we kind of start off with this idea, is to get to Puravu, to get to Bia, that's the ultimate point of marriage. So since even though there's three different ways to do to affect the Kedushin, the ultimate goal is Bia, even when you do Kesef, when you do Shtar, ultimate goal is still Bia, and therefore we'll pick Lashon of Derech, which relates more to Bia, because that's the Iker point of the marriage. The Gemara is going to give another explanation why we would pick Derechim over Dover. I know it's late. Let's go through very quickly. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Vibais Ema, Hamani, who's the author of a Mishnah, Rav Shimoni. The author of Mishnah is Rav Shimoni, the Tanya, Rav Shimoni, Aimer. Rebema Amatari, Kikachash Isha. Why is there a say, Kikachash Isha, like Kasab, Kislakach Isha Lish? Why is there a focus on when a man takes a woman and not when a woman's taken to a man? Like our Mishnah says, Isha Niknas. Why don't we say when a woman's taken to a man? Why does it say a man takes a woman? Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Mibbe Darkashil Ish Lachsar Isha, Vain Darkashil Isha Lachsar Lish. Because it's the derech of a man to go looking for a woman, not the derech of a woman to look for a man. Mashal Adam Shabla Aveda, person who's Aveda. What Aveda, namely? His rib. He lost his rib, right? It's great Chava. So, a mashal person who lost Aveda, Michael is on me. Who goes looking for whom? Balaveda, Machs Aveda. The guy who lost Aveda goes looking. They don't find my Aveda, they don't find my Aveda. Husband's looking to find his Aveda, he's looking to find the wife. And therefore, since it's the derech of an Ish to find an Isha, we use the Lashon of Isha Nikras, Bishleisha, Bishalish, I should say, Bishalish, Durachim. We use the word derech to refer to this idea of Rabbi Shimon, of the derech of a man looking for a wife. And if that's what Derech says, Kikach Hashisha, that's why our Mishnah uses the word Derech as well. And once we use the word Derech, Derech in the context of a woman being taken to marriage is Nekeva. And if we use Lashon of Shalish, okay, we'll pick it up in Mitzvah. The Mars will continue on this conversation tomorrow. One quick point, and I'm Mr. Rather Shachris, one quick other point, Derech Drush, the Baal Turim, the Hilgat Tur, he writes on the Pasuk of Vavieschem Al Kanfei. I'll carry you on the wings, and I'll bring you to me, says the Baal Turim. This is a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with Klai Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu took Klai Yisrael as a nation in three ways. You know what three ways? Three ways that correspond: Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. How so? Kesef is Bizas Mitzrayim, Shtar is the Torah. So the Torah represents the Kenyan of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael, via the Torah is like a Kenyan of Kedushin of Aishtar, and Bia is the Lashon of the Pasuk in Yecheskel says, V'avei, that's what he quotes on this Pasuk of, V'avei Eschem Elai, V'avei Bebrisi Tach, I'll go into you with, in a bris with you, a Lashon of V'avei of Bia, or V'avei Eschem Elai, a Lashon of Bia, so Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kenei Klai Yisrael in all three matters of Kedushin. We have our mission, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kenei Klai Yisrael, have a wonderful day.